Well, hello, my friends. Blessings and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you strong today. The sky is not falling. The kingdom is coming. Boom. Man, I call you guys blessed. I want to just start off today by telling you that the Lord has really done something outrageous, and that our book that we came out with in January, that's called Redeeming Your Timeline, has just, well, it's been number one in lots and lots and lots of categories on Amazon, made the list on the New York Times bestseller list. I mean, I'm so blown away at that. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? I've had an interesting history with writing books, and I'm gonna tell you a little bit about that today and tell you what the Lord is doing. But I also want to tell you that if you do not have your copy yet of Redeeming Your Timeline, call us and we'll get you one. And you just call 877-413-0888. And not only do we have the book, but we have tons of other resources that go with this, because we really want people to learn this principle. We also have this crazy cool e-course. And I just tell you what, this whole thing, our teams have worked so hard on this, and I'm so excited about it. I mean, I'm just like, man, you gotta be kidding me. Again, the Destiny Image contacts me every day and says, this is happening, that's happening, this is happening. We've been doing lots and lots and lots of TV shows and conferences, and I'm grateful. I don't know what else to say except for to say I'm super excited about what the Lord is doing through this. So if you'd like to be a part of that, get a copy yourself. Call 877-413-0888, or you can get it on Amazon, or you can look it up, whatever. It's just called Redeeming Your Timeline. I wrote a book called Numbers That Preach 21 years ago, and I just put together all my notes on the prophetic value of numbers, and I put it all together, and nothing happened. I didn't really expect anything to happen with it. I just put it out and just went, no, this is my word, and this is a great study, and I'm glad to put this together in a book. And then in 2016, all of a sudden, crazy things started happening. Like, what's going on? Well, what happened was there was some theological seminary that some professor liked my book, and he decided to make it mandatory reading for all of his students. And then when his students got that, they started telling their friends at other schools, and they told their professor. And then all of a sudden, all these seminaries all over the world, within a matter of about a year, it just became like the cool thing to do was to make my book mandatory reading. And so we began to sell tens of thousands of copies. And mind you, I had written that book nearly 20 years earlier, and probably had not sold, I don't know, maybe 300 to 400 copies that entire time. And then it began to sell, you know, tens and tens and tens of thousands of copies. Well, I can just tell you that God does that. If you'll just be faithful, the Lord does that kind of a thing. And I know that he does that, but I want to tell you, it has absolutely shocked me what the Lord has done with that. And then also what God is doing with my new book, Redeeming Your Timeline. Now, on today's broadcast, I'm going to be introducing you to one of my daughters. Now, she's not my biological daughter, but she's one of my daughters in the Lord, and she's a Brit. I have I have helped raise little boys and little girls all over the planet Earth of every race and every ethnicity and every nationality that you can imagine. And this one comes from Britain. And she's one of my daughters, but not only is she one of my daughters, but she's also one of my spiritual daughters. And that she saw that I wrote a book and she's like, well, I can write a book. And she wrote a book after she adopted a child from China. And Holly is my granddaughter, and I love Holly so much. But after she adopted my grandchild from China, she sat down and said, I'm gonna write a book, and I'm gonna write a book of declarations for identity for adoptive children. Like, what? Yeah, you're gonna find out. Guys, this is my daughter in the Lord. This is my sweet friend, Joanna L. Shazley. Let's go there right now. Hey everybody, Troy Brewer here, up here with Joanna L. Shazley. Listen, I'm a pro, and everything I do is so professional. And then I get around these other people, and I need some pros in my life. Yeah. You totally ruin it. Guys, this is one of my most favorite people on the planet Earth. This is Joanna L. Shazley. We know her as Jo. I've known Jo. I met Jo in England. We just discovered 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right on?
Yes.
20 years ago, I was like 7 years old.
Your hair wasn't that gray.
No. 20 years ago, I was 34.
Oh.
I was 34 20 years ago. How old were you, punk?
37.
No, how old were you 20 years ago?
Oh, Jiminy Crickets. I can't do that math.
It's 17. Listen, I didn't say she's smart. I said she's cool.
Said, oh,
that's what
that?
I said. No, I'm not going to stop it. No, I'm digging it.
So look,
she's also a brilliant writer. She's.
I'm smart, really. I worked in the ER. I saved lives.
So not only did you work in the ER here and save lives, but you also, as a kid, you grew up. You have an aunt that lives in what?
She lived in Congo, yeah.
Yeah, she lived in Congo.
Mm-hmm.
And you lived in Congo, and
yep.
You actually went into surgery, the surgery center.
Yeah.
And you were a little kid.
No, well, it was right when I met you. I was
17. Really?
Yeah.
And you were actually in there doing surgery with those guys.
I scrubbed in on some of them. I wasn't the surgeon, but...
Like, it's like, he doesn't care.
No.
Nobody cares. Nobody's going
to do a few sutures.
But I mean, but you were in there. I mean,
yeah.
You were doing that as a teenager.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All my friends went backpacking town around Thailand and Australia. So I just decided to do something a bit cooler.
And you did it, man.
Yeah.
You sure did. So then you heard about this. So your dad was like managing and producing our band. And your dad is one of my favorite people ever. And you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Your dad, Philip David Lloyd. Gosh, I hate to talk good about him right now. Even now, I hate to talk good about him because I know he's listening. But nonetheless, I mean, he'd worked for Capitol Records.
Uh-huh.
And had worked all over the world. Had actually worked with the Lynyrd Skynyrd Band.
Yep.
He had done crazy stuff. I mean,
yeah.
Next level crazy stuff music-wise. He had an office in London. He had an office in California. He had an office in India. And he just kind of, for years and years and years, he just kind of globetrotted and he did all that. Then he got radically saved while in a hotel room with Telly Savalas.
I think you probably know more stories than I do.
I did not
tell his kids half the story.
Oh, dude, listen, some I'll never tell,
yeah.
Which I'm sure you
I
know
I couldn't
about.
Get him to write a book. I wanted him to.
Oh, man, but that brother got saved and then he became a drop dead, sold out Jesus freak.
Yes,
and
he did.
He hooked up a Graham Cook and he started doing...
Yeah, he was one of Graham's leaders and traveled around with him,
did all kinds of prophetic ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And then through a mutual friend, we met here in Texas and we became friends and he decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to help you resurrect this band thing. I'm going to help you do that. We started going after it.
Yeah.
I failed in the contract because I was too fat. I have this, it's absolutely true. I have this history, Joanna, of getting to this deal and then going, no, you're too fat. And then not being able to do that. And that actually happened. I was like around 40 whenever that happened.
Me
that was
loves
like,
fat.
Tell me, that's what I'm saying. But anyway, but your dad helped me, and he was my friend. And in the context of just living life with him and doing life with him, I met you.
Yeah, because you hired the drummer. That's my husband.
That's right. There was There was that. But I met you before. Before you were a groupie, before you married our drummer, you actually, I was in England somewhere. I don't remember where. We were in Southampton. Where we were.
Yeah, we were staying with Richard and Maggie.
I was staying with Richard and Maggie. Oh my gosh. They were so
eating
awesome.
Roast potatoes.
Eating roast potatoes in such a
vast
British
quantity.
Oh yeah, in a vast quantity, absolutely. But I mean, it was such a Brit experience, you know?
Yep.
And then you came in and you were a teenage girl and you were all cool. I remember you were all cool and you came in. And after that, we became friends, and then you ended up moving here, and then you ended up marrying our drummer.
Yeah.
You ended up marrying that brother. And then
worked out very well for me.
Yeah, it did. It did work out good for you. And then, on top of all that, then you decided 2 years ago that you were going to adopt a child out of China.
Yeah.
Wow. Why in the world? So, did you pick China for a specific place because God told you that your daughter was going to be Chinese, or how does that work?
I wish that would be a really nice story. Yes.
Yeah.
No, it didn't work quite like that. Yeah. We looked at adopting here.
Yep.
But we didn't feel like we were led to adopt a newborn. And the agencies that we spoke to said, if you want a kid that's not a newborn, you're going to be waiting 10, 15 years.
I want to stop and just say that. So you decided not to adopt a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I've never talked that out with you. So,
yeah.
So what is that like? You're like, I don't want a brand new baby. I want a child that. So, were you looking to specifically rescue a child? Is that what you were thinking in terms of rescue?
For my part, yes.
Yeah.
For Bill's part, he knows how bad I am on no sleep, so I think for him it was easy.
Oh, I see. You're like, we don't want a squalling baby. Yeah, I thought many times about adopting. I thought I will adopt somebody at the age of 17, and then at 18, then get out, and I can say I did that. Whatever.
So then you're like, we started looking at fostering, and we just didn't really feel like that was where God was calling us. So then we looked at international adoption, and I narrowed it down basically on countries that only required one visit.
That's a big deal.
If you adopt from Uganda, you have to be in Uganda for a year.
And that's correct.
I can't.
You don't want to move to Uganda for a year?
I mean, I've lived in Africa for more than
I know.
Up and leave.
But
now
you can't just go there for a year. Yeah, actually, like all of these East African nations that we work with, they make it nearly impossible to adopt a child. And there's so many families that would love to have them. But the deal is, they won't lose control, and they won't lose the money if they make it easy.
Right.
And it's horrible. And it's such a racket. It is such an unjust racket, as you very much know.
Yes, but sometimes you just have to play
and
the game to get the kid.
That's exactly right. And you guys did that.
Yeah.
And so you go through all this process, you find out about Holly.
And then we lost Holly. We submitted paperwork on Holly, and our agency called us, and they were crying and said, this never happens, but she was on a shared listing. And a family from another agency submitted paperwork the day before us and locked her file. So we'd lost her. We had to keep going with the process, knowing that that was our kid, and just hoping. I mean, Bill was way better about that than I was, about standing in faith that she was going to be our kid. It was almost a year. And I was driving here, and I got a call from the agency saying, she's back on the books. I don't know what happened. So they had our paperwork already, and we locked her file like the next day.
Joe, that's why you should come see me more often, because good things
miracles happen.
Miracles happen, and the favor of God is with me.
Except I have to drive down I-35, and I hate I-35.
I hate I-35, too. I hate I-35, man. Yeah. I moved to Glen Rose, Texas, just to avoid I-35. I did. Like, bye.
It's terrible.
It is terrible. So now that we said that, how old was Holly whenever you got her, or whenever this process?
So she was 6 when we got to China. She was 6.
Okay.
And she's just turned 7 in July.
So. Okay. And so you guys go over there, and I mean, you're going to go see your baby, and then you're going to spend time there. And then you went and you saw her first, and then you came back and got her?
China just requires one trip.
So where was I at? Yeah, I was somewhere, and because you contacted me from China. I think I was in Uganda, I think.
Uh-huh. I think so. Somewhere.
Yeah, me and Nina.
We have a habit of racking up really big phone bills, me and my dad with you.
Yes, we do. We most certainly do. And you go over there. And so did you go into the actual orphanage where she was at? Yeah.
No, we weren't allowed. Some of the other families on our trip actually got to see the orphanages where their kids were at, but we did not. Okay. We were in a government building, and Holly got brought in and into a room. We got maybe 20 minutes with the nannies, and then she was ours.
Okay, so you 20 minutes, and then they handed her over to you. Yeah. And she couldn't walk?
She could walk a little bit. She has cerebral palsy, but with, I mean, we've been doing physical therapy.
Oh, yeah, no, she's
a couple times a week.
She's a rock star now. Yeah, but I mean, she was not in good condition.
No, she was not. She was very malnourished, underweight. Yeah.
Very underweight. And also, too, I would imagine, because we have lots and lots and lots of experience with rescuing kids. And I would also imagine her social skills and her social abilities were extremely small.
Yeah.
Had not been very much attention given to her. Mm-mm. And she was already six, almost 7 years old.
Yep. And yeah, she didn't know how to play. She didn't really know how to interact with people. So
that's crazy.
God's done a big work in her.
He's done a big work in her.
As soon as we got back to the hotel room, we prayed. And I haven't felt the presence of God like that ever. It was
really?
Like the Holy Spirit just descended on that room. It was amazing.
Come on, sister.
Yeah, God's definitely working in her.
No, he is.
And I'm excited to see, like, what is in store for her life. Like, two random people from halfway across the world went to get her.
Yeah, and Bill's family is from Egypt.
His dad is from the States, yeah.
Okay, and so he, you know, man, Bill's an interesting person. I mean, he's like this person of the world. He's a Tishbite. Nobody can tell where he's from.
Yeah.
You know, he's like Elijah. He's a Tishbite, you know. He's multi-ethnic, multi-racial, Jesus freak,
mm-hmm.
Abilities all over the scale, you know, multi-talented guy.
Yeah, he is.
Plus, he's a ladies' man, obviously. Got you. Got you, didn't he?
I don't know. I call Bill a ladies' man.
I remember the first time I saw you two guys in the cars together, and I went, what the heck is that all about? Come on,
listen,
man.
You can blame Nina for that. Yeah, Nina told him a long time before he met me that she had an English girl for him. So this is all on Nina.
Well, how I got connected with Bill was I put an ad in the Nashville newspaper.
Yeah, I helped write that ad. Isn't that weird? He still has it in his box.
Oh my
dad and I helped write that, and then we sent it to you.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, he still has the printout of that.
And then he said, I'm your guy. I'm headed out there. And he drove out from Nashville and joined
our Oldsmobile.
In his Oldsmobile, joined the church, became our drummer, and then we took off. And dude, we did so many gigs together.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so many.
Yeah.
I mean, redonkulous, all the gigs we did together. Man, that was good. So getting back to Holly, you did adopt her. You did rescue her. And by the way, and then you got her on an airplane, which I cannot imagine what that was like.
Oh, Lord, yeah. And I made Bill get business class. And those poor people, she slept an hour out of a 15-hour flight in business class.
And then woke up screaming like a Comanche Indian.
She wasn't screaming. She just was not quiet.
Oh, I bet.
I felt so bad.
I bet, but, man. That's so funny. Anyway, you wrote a book. And this book is called Chosen.
Yes.
And you actually have Holly and Barrett, two of my grandchildren, on the front cover, which
buddies.
Is so cool. And they are buddies.
They
really do love each other.
Mm-hmm.
They really do, which is so cool. And has Barrett seen this? Has Brandy seen it?
I texted Brandy a picture of it, yeah.
I have not. I'm blown away at it. I'm like, oh my God, it's so good.
Jamie Lynn is a fantastic artist.
Jamie Lynn, that's so cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing, man. To see me on a book, which, you know, it's cool.
It is.
And by the way, my book's number one right now on
That's
Amazon.
That's really cool.
Like,
I saw that
number
today.
One on Amazon. But to see my grandkids on a book and to see my daughter on a book, that's just ridiculous. You know, honestly, man, when you handed me this book a while ago, I was like, there's so many prayers answered, so many dreams coming true just in this book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, there's so much legacy in this.
It's a big leap of faith too. I left the ER for this. Do you remember I called you? I was like,
I do.
I worked so hard for this.
And I'm like, quit. just walk out. I'm a great dad. Who needs a job? Okay, so bottom line is, this is a book of prayers and declarations, but for who?
I think it could be for anyone, but I wrote it for adoptive kids and foster kids to help set them free so that they know what their identity is in Jesus.
Okay, like here's day three, and day three says, my name is Troy.
Okay.
And my papa is especially fond of me.
Mm-hmm.
He sees all my potential. I am a treasure. I am worth more than gold.
Yeah.
And you have a beautiful little boy that's like throwing gold up in the air.
I didn't give Jamie Lynn any direction on this. I just let the Holy Spirit speak to her, and all of these illustrations she's done.
She did a great
job. Holy Spirit led, yeah.
Here's day four. I am a gift from God. I was chosen before time began. So you're my daughter. I'm going to lead you through this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I want you to repeat after me. I am a gift from God.
I am a gift from God.
I was chosen before time began.
I was chosen before time began. You got to try your English accent.
He knows everything about me.
He knows everything about me.
Even how many hairs.
Even how many hairs.
I have on my head.
I have on my head.
That's right. I am. He treasures me above all.
He treasures me above all.
That's a great declaration for you to make.
It is.
And that's day four. And this is something that what you can do is, man, I can imagine you wake up your kids, you wake up your grandkids, and you go through this with them in the morning, you go through this with them at night. It's a 31-day devotional of declaration for little guys.
Yeah.
And for little guys who need extra special help, which I'm just going to tell you, yes, it is for kids that have been adopted or kids that are in foster care, but every kid needs extra special help.
Yeah, and even so, adults that have been adopted or went through the foster system who are still broken and still don't know their identity can benefit from this.
I forget who I am all the time, but it's because I drink. No, that's not true. Okay.
No comment.
Yeah, you're Brit. You can't make a comment.
We drink with breakfast.
I know, man. Guys, this is my lovely and gracious daughter, Joanna L. Shazley. I love her with all my heart. I want to recommend Chosen by Joanna L. Shazley, illustrated by Jamie Lynn. What's Jamie Lynn's last name?
Well, now she's Lance's daughter-in-law.
That's Lance's daughter-in-law. Yep. Man, can I just rub elbows with you since you do all that? Guys, you can get this book, and I want to encourage you guys to do that. You can go to troybrewer.com, and you can do that, or you can also get it here at the Spark Store at Open Door Church, or you can simply go to, let me make sure I say it right, lifeandlibertypress.com. Right?
That's correct.
Hey, man, I want to encourage you guys to go there and to check it out and to grab it. And Joanna, I call you blessed, and I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I love you too.
Love you, darling. Guys, I call you guys ahead, not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody. Okay, so there you have it, Miss Joanna L. Shazley and her crazy cool book. You ought to see it. Of course, it's a children's book, but it's amazing. Also, I want to tell you that Leanna has come out, my beautiful bride Leanna has come out with three children's books, and they're all three good, and they're all three true stories, and they're all three full of cartoons. And I'll tell you what's cool about this third one is there's a cartoon of me in it. Yes, that's when you know you've arrived. When folks are making cartoons of you, that's when you know you made it. I first knew I made it when I got my own bathroom in my office, and I told everybody, this is how you know you've made it. Yeah, when you have a bathroom connected to your office. And then after that is when you're in like a comic book. Yep, that's it. So if you would like any of these, just call us. Just call 877-413-0888. Again, 877-413-0888. Friends, we are saving boys and girls out of sexual trafficking like never, ever, ever before. Every day I get a front row seat to somebody calling me and saying, we just rescued this one, or we just rescued these. We just recently rescued 10 kids at one time in the nation of Nepal. And we actually have videos of these kids and their beautiful little voices and their beautiful little languages saying, thank you. Thank you so much for saving us. Thank you for rescuing us. Many of these kids are below the age of 12, and they've been missing for a year and a half. And We've got them. And we've got them and we've rescued them and they are lovely and beautiful. And I don't know if we'll ever find their parents because they're Himalayan children, but I know that we will take care of them. And we are taking care of thousands and thousands of kids now all over the world. Will you please consider partnering with us? Partner with us on a monthly basis or give a one-time gift. Simply call us at 877-413-0888 or you can go to troybrewer.com. All right, friends, that's all the time that I have. Until the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.